Tech company Atlassian will give its staff special paid leave to participate in the student-led climate strike later this month. Employers will be able to use all or part of a week's special volunteering leave to protest the lack of action by world leaders, with a group of business leaders, including Atlassian co-chief executive Mike Cannon-Brookes, pledging their support for the movement. Mr. Cannon-Brookes has also singled out the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, and says climate change is now an existential threat, including to the survival of capitalism. Mr. Cannon-Brookes is speaking here with senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.
Look, mate, I think it's incredibly important for Atlassian staff. This is a staff-driven initiative initially, and as a company, we are supporting that initiative.
You're personally backing the climate strike, telling your staff to take a stand or just to do it in their own time?
To be clear, we are supporting their right to take a stand, number one. And number two, in terms of how we balance customer interests that we have, employee interests and the company interests.
So you're saying to Atlassian staff around the world, it's okay to be an activist as long as you fill in the leave form, take the special leave and participate?
I think what we're saying is to Atlassian staff, it is okay to express your views and support for a massive existential global issue. And as a company, we support their right to do that. And we have to, at the same time, honour our customer commitments. And we're trying to balance between those two.
And I noted here that you do have a slogan about Atlassian about not effing the customer. So what's your message about the climate?
A lot of the internal staff have taken the don't eff the customer message here to say it's don't eff the planet, which is a part of our constituencies we have as a company, right, between shareholders, customers, employees, etc. And I think the planet is one of our constituencies.
Often workplace activism is frowned upon in corporate Australia, but you see this is different.
Well, sure. We've got, in Australia we have significant issues on the governmental side, obviously, in trying to solve this problem. I think companies have a role to play in society in helping us solve this problem as much as individuals do. Most of the activism so far, obviously, has been at an individual level, but you're seeing increasing numbers of corporations signing up. So you're seeing a lot more corporations take positions on issues like that of climate.
So is this activism in terms of dealing with the climate the new corporate social responsibility?
It's a large part of corporate social responsibility, sure. I mean, that responsibility is a corporation's impact on the community and society within which it exists. You know, we even have the RBA governor saying, you know, it'll be a huge impact on the Australian economy broadly if the climate crisis continues at the rate it's going. So from a purely capitalist dollars and cents point of view, a lot of Australian companies have issues they need to work out here.
You're the co-CEO of a major listed public company, so you have a responsibility to shareholders as well. But are you getting any backlash from your investors' concerns that this might harm the reputation of the company or perhaps even improve it?
I think it's definitely improved it. So we have a lot of investors who mention our philanthropic and corporate social responsibility as a part of being a sustainable long-term company. That's part of the world we operate in.
You've been critical about the government's lack of climate policy or the lack of any climate action at all.
Absolutely. I mean, we have no credible climate policy in Australia. We're one of the largest emitters in the world, especially if you count exports. 2 days ago, we hit a 7-year high in Australian emissions, and we still have no movement on the government side.
And still no climate policy, despite being in a new era with a new Prime Minister, Scott Morrison.
Sure, I mean, you can change leaders. It doesn't change what's happening in the world. So I think it's incredibly disappointing. I think we will all, as Australia, pay the cost of that down the line. This is not an issue that we can just ignore and get solved. It is an issue that gets more expensive to solve all the time. And I think the most disappointing part about it is the positivity we should be showing, right? In a carbon-constrained world, Australia should be a winner, right? This should be a huge economic opportunity for us, and the government can't seem to get past itself to see that, which is very sad for us. And obviously all our children and grandchildren.
You mentioned earlier the Reserve Bank becoming more concerned about climate and factoring that into monetary policy, but also recently BHP's chief executive Andrew Mackenzie has mentioned an existential threat, and that's not necessarily activism, is it?
That's not necessarily activism, no. If Andrew wanted to be an activist, he would leave the Minerals Council. But I think it's great that any corporate leaders are speaking out and saying what a size of problem this is, because it is an existential challenge at a global level. Countries, companies, you know, all going to have to wrestle with this, and we've got to work out how to get across it and ahead of it.
Is there a future for coal if there is a climate policy developed in the coming months or years?
Economically, fossil fuels are going to be incredibly challenged over the next 20 years. So if you're thinking about someone managing your super fund, they should be thinking about all the risks to your investments, to your retirement. And obviously, both the climate and fossil fuels are a massive risk to your capital base. So they absolutely should be asking those questions.
That's Atlassian Co-Chief Executive Mike Cannon-Brooks with Peter Ryan. A government spokesman's rejected the claims about a lack of climate policy and the need for greater action.